everyone, and welcome. Welcome. Do sign in. Let me know that you're here. Looks like we just, there we go, lost the brightness. Here we are. We're back. So we are on our Quantum Accelerator October Challenge. And yeah, let me know that you're here, that you've made it, and we'll get started. I know I clicked the button about a minute early, and excited to get started right away. Oh, there's Louisa. Of course, Louisa's going to be here first. So we're going to be working on a chart, our October challenge. A couple months ago, we had an August challenge on TV as an interference. We've learned so much in the last few months on what interferences are, what anchors are. We've learned so much. So please do sign in. Let us know that you're getting in. Oh, there we go. Now I'm seeing Anneli and Catherine and Amelia and Jackie. Hi, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Let's see here. I'm just going to take a peek and see. Oh, good. We've got over 50 people on. Limmy. I always say Limmy, but I know it starts with an I. So hi there, my dear. Dale, hi. Welcome. And Beck, okay, so there's probably just, there's a Philippe, hi, welcome, welcome, welcome. So today we are going to really work on getting that apathy, lethargy, and stagnation cleared. And what I had discovered when I was doing some research and actually out hiking, I was looking, a lot of things don't happen because we're committed to them, but we're not 100% passionate and committed in that deeper way where we bring life force in. And so today, very powerfully, we are going to get that action going. Everybody's going to be working on the clearing chart the whole time today. And then we're going to take on a challenge. And I'm going to challenge you also to stretch yourself. I'm going to ask you mid-end of class if you'd consider being one of the students who's coming in to the Carmel Diamond Retreat. So I'm going to see, because people always are saying, I really want to do that. And I'm going to see how many of you are going to be able to step up with some little gifts I have and some ways I have to make it easier for you, including this clearing chart. So let's get started. We'll start with our love, wisdom, affirmation. As always, of course, we always do that, our rituals. We'll do the clearing of obstacles. We'll do a short prayer, and then we're going to go into the chart. But you could start just pumping right away, if you'd like to, just start pumping for clearing lethargy, apathy, and stagnation. I'm going to take you into some of the new things that we've been working on. So if you haven't been in class for a few months, last time you said hello to me was in our July Emotional Freedom free community call. I know we take a little break during the summer break with the free calls. We don't take a break. We're working like crazy out here. But if you haven't been here for a while, you're going to see a lot of changes. And I'm going to show you some of the new things that we've been working on and some of the things we're planning to even expand on more in the Diamond Accelerator Retreat coming up in 7 weeks. So please keep signing in. I'm seeing all of your names. I'm thrilled that you're here. Keep signing in. If you've got friends you think you might want to get on the call, I've got a free gift for people who are on the live call. So send a little, shoot a little email out or text them, say, hey, get on the call. Okay, so here we go. Oh, goodness. There we go. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. And I want you to really just take a moment to wake up to that whole idea that you are free to live a life. your life, the life of spiritual freedom, meaning you as a spirit came here to do something. And you can have that freedom even though you're in a body. You can have that freedom. Freedom and full self-expression. And if there have been some things that have been holding you back, where you want to buy a house, you want to have children, you want to be married, you want to have love in your life, you want to have a PhD in something, you want to bring your work out in the world. So we're saying that, we're affirming that we know that we are free to live that life, a life of mastery. And we're liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. Meaning, the clearings that we do are all love-based, so we clear that. And our gratitude, our bringing forth the attitude of appreciation and gratitude, always, we are already being gifted so much. And so we stand in that love, that appreciation and gratitude, and we stand in the mastery of this body here and now, knowing that we can have this freedom. Knowing that our spirit is limitless, that we came to live a limitless life. We are responsible for any limits we experience in this body. And part of you getting into this course and getting into our community is knowing that, that you're free and you're responsible. So if you have limits and you're experiencing them, here's the place where we're clearing them. Through prayer and contemplation, I'm going to say that we do that. We pray, we contemplate, we pump, we clear. So we reflect, we look at everything that's blocking you, and we're clearing it. I'm free to live a life without limits, to have complete access to the divine, to be able to have communication. Prayer and contemplation is communication with the divine and with my own self, to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing. So that's what we're going to look at now. What are the bonds? Is it emotional anchors? Is it programs? Is it anchors? What are we looking at? So we're free to release ourselves from anything that no longer resonates with our essence, and then get into our passion, and then get into our spirit really filling out our body, having a very, very strong 100% life force energy in our body, which means our spirit is fully engaged in our body. So that we're living here in our body, fully self-expressed, full on. Please sing this if you know it with me. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Karme Deo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvadam Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Devo Maheshwaraha Guru Sakshat Parad Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha Dum Durgaye Namaha Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Om Peace, Peace, Peace. May the entire world and our bodies be filled with peace. May our lives be filled with peace. Mother, Father, God, we ask for your presence today on this call. We ask for help from the angels, the golden legions, the divine beings, gods and goddesses, saints and sages of all greater and lesser traditions who stand here with us, ready to help us make a shift. We thank you for being present with us. We thank you for bringing your love and your intention to us. Please help us to clear apathy, lethargy, and stagnation. Please open us to quantum acceleration, to living a life of fantastic momentum, full self-expression, and joy. Please give ease and comfort to those in need and for those who are suffering from the recent tragedies. We ask that you be there for them and comfort them, those that have made their transition to the other side, that they be warmly and warmly greeted, welcomed with love, with opened arms, and tenderly cared for. We thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for helping us and for all the grace you bring to each student on this live call. We thank you for the stand that you are for us and the love that you are for us. And know that there is so much more that we can receive and experience if we just open ourselves to it. And we thank you for that. And we thank you for helping us to open ourselves to that love, support, and full self-expression. Thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us. Amen. We're going to show you the chart that we're going to be working on, and then we're going to be doing some other things. So here we go. If you're opening charts and opening Sunday promos, you'll have seen this chart. It's a clearing on apathy, lethargy, and stagnation, and it's a challenge. We're asking everybody to get into passion in the month of October. Find something that you really, really want to create, that there's something that's really important for you, that you want to light a fire under your little buns and get moving. You're going to notice that we're now including the nature of problems, controlling, dominating, intertwined, satanic, cruel, intolerant, and apathetic. So that's the nature of this problem. Right permission and ability to be free to fully enjoy vitality, momentum, commitment, passion, life force, and enthusiasm. Removing lethargy, apathy, and stagnation, domination, suppression, and control. So parts of the blueprint that it affects most, matter and amplification. Programs, mental timeline, soul contracts, an additional program we don't have mapped out yet. Satanic curses, ancestral contracts, life cycle covenants, bloodline, clan, control energy, scapegoat. Another two additional programs we don't have mapped out and contracts. We are in the process right now of doing a lot of mapping. You're going to notice a lot of new things. Life cycle covenant, ancestral contracts, scapegoat, we have black magic, we have a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of new programs, new anchors, and new interferences. There's so many new interferences, we're naming everything. Emotional anchors, resentment, guilt, depression, deception rather, sorrow, frightened, irritated, overwhelmed, stress, glee, stagnation, lethargy, and four additional emotional anchors. The anchors, seeds, embedding, wormholes, nanotechnology, cords, and three additional anchors. And then our lineup of spiritual interferences, you can see that it's quite complex with a lot of anchors. So Deros, Antares, Anokas, Zeta, Morgellon, Ghost, Fallen Angel, Synthetic, C, Type 8, an F, Type 16, an H, Type 11, a B, Type 11, and a D, Type 18. So these are things that we are working on mapping out. We don't have names for them, so I've given them letters, but they are spiritual interferences. Up to 8 are typically aliens, not always, but they're typically aliens. Beyond 8 are other things. And so we have things that are maybe wired into your soul, or they're waves, or they're there's just a whole lot of stuff. TV was an anchor, TV was an interference, rather. So something that creates obsession, something that's in the air that influences the mind. So we've been really mapping out the interferences, spiritual interferences, that go up to 19 different types. So as you can see, the class is changing. And we're asking for everything so that we're getting a permanent shift. We're going to clear with the double pump or chopping. If you haven't noticed, that's at the top there. It says clear with double pump or chopping. So I'm going to come on now and show you how to do that. We might look at a few of these new things. We might pop up a chart or two to look at what a few of these new things are so that you have a sense of what's going to be happening in the Diamond class as you're going to be learning things that you probably, on some level, it'll make so much sense to you, but it's never been defined and you've never been able to kind of put your finger on it. So really, really exciting. Black sheep is not part of bloodline. Nope. And actually, Laura, we'll look at black sheep in a little bit. We'll look at the difference between the two of them. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do that. Let's see. We're going to have to pull up a couple because this is brand new. Let me show you, Laura. So on black sheep, what black sheep is, a label or anchor from an authoritative person like a parent or teacher serves to shun, exclude, make known to others this individual does not comply with the standards of the group and is considered lower, less than, and held on the peripheral edges of the group. Much like being in prison, you actually stay with a group carrying this label, are not trusted or respected, can never hold a high position, feel like you must sneak your wins, and keep your head down. It's from a person. It's from an authoritative person like a parent or teacher, and it's of human design. And then let me show you bloodline, which I don't think is on this one yet because we're just creating a brand new chart. So one second. Let's see if I can pull that up quickly. I bet I can. Yep, there it is. And I'm going to just pull up the bloodline for you so you can look at that. And this is from, it was recently defined, but not in the last week. So things keep changing. I think it's this one. Let's see. Oh, nope, sorry. Is that the one? No, that's 2017, sorry. Okay, and then here's bloodline. Program your bloodline is both related to your blood in your veins and your mother's family heritage, DNA spliced into the blood. Group programming in blood regarding who am I when faced with survival issues, thought of as survival type reactions such as righteousness, justification, does not draw on higher attributes of love, compassion, charity. Influence can go back 39 generations or as little as 3 generations back. It's from the mother's side. Would come from those who held the power in the clan, i.e. the patriarchal family, would have come from a male leaders, or the matriarchal family would be dominant female leaders. So that, very different, isn't it, when you start really looking at the pieces of things. Okay. All right. So I wanted to go through the different kinds of pumping with you. I seem to keep losing the light in here. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but I have very dark. Nope, that's even worse. Okay, there we go. All right. Okay, so we're doing double pump and chopping for the apathy and lethargy chart. So a single pump is just your hand pumping like this. So if you're new, thank you and welcome. Thank you for coming onto the call and welcome. So there's the single pump. And here's the double pump. And here's chopping. Now, the double pump, the real difference with double pump and chopping, double pump, the fingers are loose. Chopping, the fingers are held firmly. You can't see me. My camera is on. Weird. Okay. The camera is on. It says HD. Okay, let me know if you can see me now. Can you see me now? Okay. All right. I get a yes from support, so that means that you'll see me in a second. I don't know. Okay. So, again, let's go through this one more time. So a quantum pump is this, just a basic pump. It looks like that from the side. And this from the front. And this is the double pump. And the fingers are loose. And the chopping, fingers are held firm. They can be apart or they can be together, either one. I tend to like to have them apart. Okay. So we're going to do double pump chopping, either one. So that's what we're working on right now. And we're working on our chart. And what I wanted to do as we were working on the chart, and I'm going to put the chart now in the chat box for you, is I would like to also show you some of the new stuff that we've been working on. Some of you were in class this morning, so you know. And I would like to also show you an incredible opportunity you have to pop into our accelerator retreat if you want to. I am intentional on seeing 15 Diamond graduates or apprentices, and 15 newbies or people who've been around a long time and said, I really, really want to come to that retreat. So I'm really excited about getting a bunch of you involved and into your passion, into quantum acceleration in the most amazing ways. So let's look at the chart once more. Okay, and I'm going to put this, this is funny. Things are, I got the right chart up, but then something else is coming to this. New computer. Here we go. Nope, that's not it either. Okay, we're going to put this into the chat box. Let's see if I can get up here. Oh, yeah, yeah, good. Okay. That doesn't want to copy. There, it'll just be missing the RI on right, but you guys know what that is. There. Okay, good. Okay. All right, so there we go. We've got this beautiful chart up. And I'd like to, so I had talked to you about getting into your momentum and your passion. And so everybody, the whole class, please do either chopping or double pump, please. Okay? Okay. So first of all, let's just have a candid conversation about what makes things work. And I know I wrote a little bit about it, you read about it a little bit, and you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. What I noticed, I was out hiking, and what I noticed is if I don't have 100% kind of my passion in something, I can say and keep going and doing classes and keep meditating and keep working out, and something won't shift. So what's the missing factor? And what's the missing piece? And what I saw was that there would be little bits of something. And it wouldn't necessarily be from me, apathy, lethargy, or stagnation. It might be from my family. It might be from my church. It might be from group mind. But what I could see was that if I weren't fully on fire to change something radically, and I'm talking about because that's what we do in here. We make miracles every single day. Every day, somebody who didn't sleep sleeps. Every day, somebody whose brain wasn't working or had a stroke and they can't even talk, they're talking. Every day we're making a miracle here. How are we making that miracle? We're bringing our 100% passion to the project. And I can give you numerous examples. And the first one is my garden experience. And there's many more before that in my life, because I'll tell you, every time I've gotten on fire and said, no matter what, I'm doing this, something has shifted in a radical way for the better. So I think about, first of all, in the garden. I don't know if you guys, I know you guys have all heard the In the Garden story. So let me give you a different version of In the Garden. I'd been in a wheelchair. My leg was in a brace for a year. I had two surgeries on it. They told me if anything else happened, they'd have to amputate my leg. And I had my back also broken. So it's very strange. I saw something and then it went away. Okay. I had my back also broken on the L1. I had an L1 compression fracture, which controls your ability to walk. So on top of my knee being broken in a really bad way, my ankle was broken, my back was broken, I had a brain injury. I was in really, really difficult straits. So walking was really, really hard for me. But on top of that, I was exposed to the atomic bomb as a child. And then on the farm, I was married to a farmer, and 7 years I lived on the farm, and the water, pesticides were pouring into the water. We were drinking well water, and we didn't know any better. And the runoff from the fields would go right into our well. So when it rained, we had pesticides just pouring in. And so the toxicity level in my body was off the charts. So I had hair analysis done. The guy who did it is foremost, he's the man who invented chelation, Dr. Michael Liang. And he said, you can't live with this level of toxicity. You're going to die. I can't even help you. I mean, we can pump vitamins into you all day long because that's what chelation is. And he said, you're not going to live. And I had to leave treatment with him because he didn't believe in my capacity to heal. And I had my neurotransmitters tested, and they do 12 of them. And what they discovered was half of them were completely off, that they didn't have any function at all, and the other half were on about 30%. And the doctor who spoke to me about the results said, I don't understand how you can get out of bed. You shouldn't be able to stand up and walk or talk or do anything with that low of neurotransmitter function. You should not be able to be here. I had the physical therapist telling me to get a 3-pronged cane, that I would eventually end up in bed, and that I needed something to sit on because I was in a lot of pain standing. And he said, well, you know, and so I had, also right before the garden experience, I had cervical cancer, and they removed my uterus, and the doctor was in complete shock because it was radiation poisoning. It wasn't just a normal kind of cancer, so there were 10 tumors with bright red spots all over. They had to cut the uterus in sections to remove it. It was so bad. And I looked at him, and he really wanted me to comfort him because he'd never seen anything so bad. He was telling me for 4 years it was in my imagination. And I he kept saying we have to remove the cervix. And then he said, well, I think we have to do more than that. And I had a dream, and the dream was take it out now or it's going to go through the body. And this was before I knew how to clear things, and it was very, very bad. So that all the doctors looked at me like death when they saw me. They was just like, there's no way she's going to live. So I stopped seeing doctors. About 10 years ago, I stopped seeing doctors. And I was kind of sad that I lost my support in the medical community. But what I knew is that it isn't over until you say it's over. And so you can have a body work, even if it's not working perfectly. You have a right to live your life and be fully self-expressed and heal and get better. And I know the group mind and medical control energy wasn't going to allow that, was going to put me in bed and eventually have me die in pain. So now that reference, and also I had what they diagnosed was fibromyalgia. But then I was engaged to a doctor at the time, and he said, you know, I've done some research, and I don't think it's normal fibromyalgia. I think what you have is mycoplasms, and mycoplasm ate away the nucleus of all of my cells. And they did a test at Kaiser, which is well respected, and said, oh my God, you should be in unbearable pain every second, you know, because you know you don't have the nucleus anymore in the cell, and so the pain receptors are on constantly. So I'm just wanting you to know that I was in this place where there was no kind of authority in agreement that I could get better. But I was. I felt like God had promised me the Garden of Eden, and that I had come into this life and I'd done nothing but struggle. And what I really wanted was a miracle. I wanted to stay. So I went into my garden in prayer and meditation and said, God, take me or make me well. You promised me the Garden of Eden, and I'm living in hell. And I had been to where Buddha was enlightened. I heard the stories of Buddha that, you know, all the authorities told him he couldn't be enlightened because he was the son of a wealthy, you know, king. He was a prince, and wealthy people can't be enlightened. They all had decided that. And yet, Buddha lives for all of us. I mean, Buddha is the enlightened one, the beautiful being of love and light. So I had that same intention, just take me or make me well. But I didn't want to die. I definitely didn't want to die. So you were either going to take me to heaven with, you know, body and everything, or you were going to heal me. And within 6 months, I was running 30 miles a week on a mountain trail without canes and without pain, without any pain. They told me I would never dance again, and I was a dancer. I danced on stage. I was dancing on stage regularly with a rock and roll band. There were many, many things that changed in my life, and that's when I started actually teaching this work. Doctors and scientists were the ones who said, teach us, teach us. And so I created a program, Miraculous Living Apprentice Program, way back when, and I started teaching 3-day weekends. And people would come in from all over the place, and they would learn what I had figured out at that point, which wasn't so much. I mean, I've really figured out a lot at this point. I'm going to say that I brought my 100% passion, and I took away the ideas that family and doctors and friends and scientists and everybody who was looking at me, seeing me so sick, I took all of that out of my consciousness. And I just connected with my divine self and with the divine and said, I know there's something greater and more possible for me. So so from that experience of there's no possibility, like nobody was in any agreement that I would live or get better or ever have vitality again, that I was doomed to be in pain, to eventually not walk at all, and to die. And from that, I am this vibrant, vital 60-year-old. I'm 60 with a baby, planning to adopt another child in 2 years, a baby. And I'm having a fantastic life. Now, there was a lot that happened in the last 10 years to get me to that place. And I'll tell you, every time I really brought my passion, my 100%, I'm doing this, I would create a huge shift for myself. The house story. I'm sure all of you have heard me tell the house story many times. But I was living in a little condo on the freeway, and I was making it work. I kept making it work because I thought I couldn't have. I thought I had to bring the work out in the world, and I was investing a lot of money into getting my books out and, you know, meeting with publicity teams and all kinds of different things. I was spending a lot of money and time and intention and travel working on getting this work in the world. And there was just this kind of collapse that you can't have both at the same time. And what I discovered is, of course you can have both at the same time. And actually everything accelerates when you say, I have a vacuum. I need a lot of cash for a home right now. Like things totally shift. Now, to say I was working 12 and 14-hour days. One day I worked 16 hours. I was doing a lot of VIP sessions. I was on 87 summits. I bet you didn't even know there were 87 summits. I hired some extra people, extra arms and legs for me So there were people booking me, and there were people, you know, changing the website, and eventually we got this wonderful member site set up. And I mean, life was changing really rapidly, and it was, again, it was my 100% passion. I got in here, and actually exactly 2 years ago, so I was 58 2 years ago, I had this, like, divine voice of God say, apply for adoption right now. And I had been debating about adoption or a surrogacy, adoption or surrogacy, and I got adoption. So it might have been two years ago today. I don't know. I muscle tested. This was the day I was going to have the talk with you. It could be this actual day. And I did. I called a legal firm, and I said, I had three children a long time ago. I lost custody of them when they were 5, 3, and 1, and I had cancer, and I didn't get to raise them or be part of their life. And then I tried to have children, and I had 13 miscarriages. I never stopped wanting children, so I really want to adopt now. I'm in a good position. I have a home. I'm settled. I want to adopt. And they said, yep, we can help you. Well, I come to find out as I progress that most opportunities for adoption end at 40 or 45. And here I was 58. And I didn't have any problems at all with the adoption. Of course, you go through all the ups and downs of them approving you and going through all the rigmarole, but I had no problems at all. I think we broke the sound barrier for the adoption. I was 100% passionate about it. And Adelia was my daughter by adoption in less than 6 months. That never happens. I've never heard of anybody who's adopted their child in less than 6 months. It usually takes a year or more. But the universe was conspiring with me, and I was clearing, and I had my passion there, and I brought everything to the table. Turns out if you adopt before 60, the first one, you can continue to adopt children. So at least that's what they told me. So that's what I'm thinking was going to happen. And what's so amazing, although we're not prepared to have another child yet, one of my students said, hey, there's a little three-year-old that's been dropped off at his aunt's or great-aunt's house, and she's not really in the mindset that she can take care of a small child. Do you want to adopt another child? And I checked in with myself, and I thought, it's not the right time, but gosh, you know, in 2 years when Adelia's at the right age, we're going to be ready for the next child to join our family. So I think about that, and I look at the things that have changed and the things that haven't changed. And how many of you have things that you know that you, if you light a fire on yourself, you could change something? And how many of you have had something that you've been wanting for so long and you haven't been able to create that miracle for yourself? Maybe it's a house. I'm thinking about one of our fellows, one of our students, who said, I've been wanting a house for like 16 years, and I'm always like, have that intention, and I keep putting it forth. So I'm going to say, do this clearing chart, and then light a fire under your little behind, and do everything you can to make that work. Now, one of the things that I'm going to suggest also is that you consider coming into a week of Diamond Acceleration, where we're going to go through, you're going to do one chart here, you probably are going to be doing 50 charts in a week. I mean, you're going to be working very, very specifically on getting your speed up in your ability to pump. You're going to be getting your energy frequency up. You're going to be getting your muscle testing really functioning well. We are going to be working on emotions like we have never worked on them before. So as you were looking at some of the new charting, and I'll show you some more things so you can see what we're doing, we're going to be doing that with emotions. So we've already started working on emotional anchors, but we're going to, like, is it quadruple? We're going to quadruple the number of emotional anchors. We're going to go through a much larger list of emotional anchors. And so we're going to be really looking at how emotions affect us. We're also going to be looking at the nature of things. Okay, and I want to show you what we're working off of right now. It's just it's my list, but I really want you to see how things have changed, especially if you're new or you are just more of a community member and haven't been taking classes, I really want you to see what we're working on now. Okay, let's see here. There it is. This is not a chart, obviously. It's just my list of everything that I'm looking at anytime I do a clearing. So the first thing that you're seeing here, I think I can make this a little bigger. Hang on. I know that would help you guys. There we go. So the first section that we're looking on is the nature of things. And up until now, we've been doing right, permission, and ability, removing, and the removing is the nature, domination, suppression, and control. But we're actually making that bigger, and we're testing for the problem. Is it domination, suppression, control? Is it amalgamated? Is it apathetic? Is it harmful? Is it intertwined? Is it parasitical? Is it illusional? Is it demonic? So here is the nature of. Now, this list is probably going to grow, but we've been working this list and noticing some really beautiful changes as we include these because we're clearing the nature of the problem as well. And then we're looking at where in the blueprint, perception, essence, matter, energy, genesis, embodiment, quantum, and amplification. Now we're looking at, in programs, five different sections. And just now we're working in 100% clear. If you're not in that class, this would be a great class for you to catch up on really what's going on with all of this stuff. So here's the list, starting with trauma, and then going all the way down here to demonic curses, and you can see so much new. So black sheep, let's see, soul contracts is completely different than what we've been calling it before. The timelines, if you haven't been in the timeline class, you're going to be blown away at learning what you're going to learn about timelines and how they come in. Spirals is a progression of time in a nonlinear, so a circular pattern. Ancestral contracts, life cycle covenants. So ancestral contracts, something that your ancestors have contracted. Life cycle covenants is more like what we used to call soul contracts. Family curse, we're looking at a family curse. See your scapegoat. All kinds of new stuff we're looking at. And then the emotions, like I said, we'll be adding, 75% more on the emotions. So we're going to add a lot of emotions. We've added some in the anchors. We've added holographic staples, rays, and cords to anchors recently. That is continuing to expand. And then you're just going to be blown away. Look at this huge, huge list of spiritual interferences. These ones that are in red and the C with the type or the H or whatever, a lot of those aren't mapped out yet. We just have a sense of them. We picked up on them and clear them. So those will continue to be mapped out, and that very likely will be mapping in the Anchors class and then walk-ins. And we've done so much in our community on walk-ins. That's been really remarkable. So walk-ins are definitely affecting our community less. These are the pumps that we use for clearing, platter chopping, doorknob, quantum pump, and double pump. We do have about 9 hand movements, and you'll be learning all 9 hand movements as you come into class. So anyway, that's what I'm looking at when I'm getting ready to create a chart. Pretty exciting, huh? Okay. I wanted to also show you, just so you had a sense of this as you're coming, thinking about, if anybody's thinking about coming into the Diamond Acceleration class, this is what we've worked on so far with timelines. And it's just so fascinating. It kind of blows my mind. Let me just see. Okay. The one I'm getting to share with you. Oh, gosh, this one didn't have the full. I've got one that's filled out. I'm sorry, I have a new computer, so I don't know when I open something. So let's see. Let's just look at this one. Mental, formed from what human spirit does with life and challenges at hand. So it's your essence, not your thoughts or a human animal, which is your body, not nature. Compelling ancestral programs also with the mental. These programs transmit signals using the spiritual neurotransmitters into the ancestral field, embedding timeline events. What it does with the intense circumstances of life related to difficulties in soul family and ancestors. Fascinating, right? That's just amazing to me. How that one is getting passed on, transmits through signals and spiritual neurotransmitters. The emotional one, these emotional signals vibrate into the family auric field, part of the golden ring information. And the timeline of ancestral emotional knowledge. This one, your family brand suppresses you, keeps you down. Okay, and that doesn't have... Okay, so somehow I've got one of the older charts. But I just find this so fascinating that we're... This chart is complete, I'm sorry. It's a new computer, so it's giving me something old. Just amazing to me. How much information we're getting about how things are getting embedded into your timeline, into your space, how they're getting programmed in, how they're getting anchored in. Okay. All right, and one more I want to show you, just what we've been working on. Let's see here. So this one is our advanced spiritual interference document. So the charts, there are 46 right now that are documented and mapped out, and there's probably 56 because I think there's about 10 of them that we've picked up in the last 3 weeks that I haven't had a chance to map yet. But as you can see, we're doing the nature, what they're up to. So here to do harm, to occupy human bodies, feed off of the light of the cell, how to identify or recognize them, problems are known to cause. Their negative thoughts, preoccupation with survival issues, block human spirit access portal, interfere with survival function of body, problems with body ownership, occupying being, meaning body is not just owned by you. And then you can see all the different things that you'd want to clear this bugaboo. Their weakness is they have a spiritual body. They do not have any way to project themselves any way more to project themselves into us. Interesting. Okay. And so when they are cleared, they cease to exist. Some of these, when they're cleared, they move back into a realm like dimension 11. So we've said what happens to them when they leave. Okay, I want to show you. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. And I wanted to invite you to the diamond in person. So as we're talking and as I'm showing you all of this amazing, amazing stuff, I want you to know that I'm opening my house to 30 people, 15 diamond grads and 15 new students. And because you're on this call today for 3 days only from tonight until Sunday night, this is open till Sunday night. You can get 20% off of the tuition as an early an early responder. So what I really wanted to show you is, first of all, it's a lot of fun, and it's amazing and miraculous and incredible. But I didn't know if you had a chance yet to look at what we're actually doing in the days. And if you really take a look at what we're doing, it's going to just blow your mind. So on the first day, we do intention vibration setting. We'll do the illumination prayer, which is right before Christmas. So we'll probably do the joyous mysteries, what are related to Christmas. Sets it really at a high frequency. Whatever religion you are, you'll love it. It's so beautiful. We'll be going through the PEMER chart, perception, essence, matter, energy, realms. I've now got a chart, and that's expanding. We're doing a chart for each part of the PEMER, so perception and a chart for essence and a chart for matter. So that's really amazing. We're doing a lot more charting, so the understanding is going much deeper. We'll be working on all the different pumps. You'll be learning all the different pumps, and then we'll be doing muscle testing on the first day. So do take time to read this. Please take time to read this. Day two, new quantum accelerator training. We're going to be going through all of the anchors and the programs, actually, emotional anchors and programs, and really looking at what's up. So emotion as an anchor, programs as and anchors, frequency and nature, spiritual interferences and anchors, area of the blueprint that's affected. So deep, deep, profound day. Discovery mode for at least 5 of these hours, so it's a big day. It's the emotional anchors day. This is the day that we're going to map emotions for a whole day. And you get to help me with that. I think the synergy of the group, it's so phenomenal, so exciting. It's not tiring, believe me. It's so energizing and exciting. In-depth study of all programs and anchors, learning and clearing. And a possible beach morning, we'll see. The group gets to decide, do we go to the beach and do a clearing on the beach, bringing maybe the dolphins in. We have done a retreat recently where we had 24 dolphins come in when we were clearing an 80-mile radius of Earth, and the dolphins and all the students ran like they were all on mushrooms or something. It was very cute. And the dolphins swam from one end of the beach to the other, and the students all ran along the first wave with the dolphins that swam in the first wave, so they were really up close to us and really sharing the love and the joy and the celebration of that clearing. Day four is we're going to be mapping and clearing spiritual interferences, and there's a lot more we've been looking at and how to do it. And what's really amazing is not everybody obviously has all the spiritual interferences, and if you've gone through spiritual interference clearings before, I think you're going to be really excited that we've found so much more, we've mapped so much more. I heard one report that said, and I haven't mapped this, that there are 91 different types of aliens that interact somehow, whether it be in a positive or negative way, with humans. Now, that's kind of a shockingly high number. I think that was from Gaia, a show on Gaia. I don't watch TV, so... But we have mapped quite a bit with the spiritual interferences and so much more to clear now. Day five is the accelerator day. You're going to be learning how to chart everything. 3 hours devoted to the art of the chart. We'll be doing the DNA obliteration and God DNA afternoon session. Day six is a day of regeneration. Oops, they put a dollar sign in there. That's funny. A day of regeneration. I didn't see that they did this. That's funny. And day seven, so regeneration. So we're going to be regenerating, growing back things. If something has been surgically removed, you're going to learn how to do that. It's something different that happens in a live experience. Remember that this is 20% off. And for you grads, you get a grad tuition with 20% off. So you're going to be getting an email today. Grads and our apprentices are getting a nice discount link, so just watch in your email right after class today, and you're going to be getting it. And then day seven, wealth acceleration, karma clearing, and graduation. And those graduations are so beautiful. So you want to dress beautifully for a magical celebration of validation and honoring you that you've earned in the quantum acceleration community. And always some surprising... when you graduate, you are honored appropriately with some beautiful surprises. So Lots and lots of people saying, Yahoo, I love this. We've got a lot of materials and support materials that come along with this program. And I would like to ask you to take the challenge. Get into your passion, get into your excitement, and join me in the Diamond program. I'd love to see you there, 20% off today through Sunday. Okay, and now I want to know. I want to know, are you going to be taking on the challenge? Now, it doesn't mean that you come to class, but I want to put my two cents in. If you come to class, life gets 100% better. I mean, it just changes for you. It transforms. So if you want to really take on, I'm doing the Diamond Accelerator program. I'm going to be there. I just talked to one of my girlfriends. She and her husband run a little, very inexpensive motel, the Roadway Inn in Monterey, which is about 14 miles from here, and they said they were happy to give a discount to the students. It's like something between $65 and $85 a night. And if we had 10 students who wanted to stay there, simple, just a place to sleep, clean sheets, a nice bathroom, nothing fancy at all. So she's said, hey, I'll help. If you want some help, let me help. I'm sure my husband and I can work something out for your students. So who is taking on the challenge? And who thinks they might want to come to the Diamond training, and maybe they need some encouragement. Maybe they need a little bit of coaching on how they're going to make everything work. Okay, so I see Kimberly saying, thank you so much for this, Julie Renee. Something has suddenly come up, and I need to sign up. Oh, so she's gone. Okay, well, that's good. Okay. So who's taking the challenge? Did I lose you all? Come on. All right, we got 88 people here. Okay, is my chat box broken? There we go. So Martha's taking the stagnation challenge. All right, very good. So this chart and getting into your passion, getting into your excitement. Me, Louisa, good, Louisa. Me, my intention is to manifest the funds and to take it. Great, Cheryl. Simone, am definitely taking on the challenge. Very good. Thank you. Okay, I've made a few of you nervous. I'm taking on stagnation challenge to clear all narcissism. Okay. And that's from Dustin. So what I know to be true is that you have to be willing to play big for the universe to respond to you in a big way. And honestly, if you're sitting back waiting for the universe to shower its blessings on you, it's probably not going to happen. I mean, you're going to get some blessings, because you will. But in a big way, if you want to really have a transformation, I was talking to Adelia this afternoon, and I was telling her we live in a palace, and she looked around and she was kind of like, oh yeah, we live in a palace. We live in a beautiful big white house on top of a mountain, on the top of 3 acres, and we're getting a magical play yard put in. And I was living in a condo on a freeway 3.5 years ago, a little two-bedroom condo right off of Highway 101 in San Rafael. And you have to risk and get into your passion and believe in yourself. And if you've been so disappointed in yourself and so disappointed in life that you don't want to take a chance, I urge you to shift that thinking. Martha, this is the challenge. You'll get the apathy chart, apathy, lethargy, stagnation chart that we're working on today. And that's the challenge. The challenge is really getting into passion and taking something on that's going to be way beyond your comfort zone. So it could be anything. We did the TV challenge and asked people to do the clearing chart and stop watching TV for 30 days. Now we're asking you to get into passion and stay there and let go of apathy, lethargy, and stagnation for 30 days and just go for it. Do everything you can to make a transformation in some part of your life. Patrick, I'm taking the challenge of stagnation. I'm taking daily actions as are a big key for a bigger choice. Yep. Lynn, I can't travel, but sounds beautiful. And we always make room for three people who want to Skype in. So if you're one of the people who wants to Skype in, you're still in with us. So if that's something you want to take the challenge on and you want to do it in Skype, we always have three people Skyping. I'm taking the challenge and have started to be more proactive in my life. I'm getting my mojo and passion back. That's from Catherine. Wonderful. Are we supposed to be pumping, AD? Yeah, we've been pumping the whole time. So either double pump or chopping, and it's on the screen. So you should be able to see that. It says to clear with double pump or chopping. Okay, Martha says, will you show the chop one more time? Okay. Okay, so double pump is with the fingers loose. And chopping is with the fingers held firm. Fingers can be apart or together, like this. So either way for chopping and double pump is like this. Beautiful. And Donna says yes to the challenge. Good. So what do you think holds you back? And if you didn't have an issue with money or with travel, would you be at the retreat? That's what I want to know. If you weren't concerned about the tuition cost, or you weren't concerned about the travel arrangements, would you be there? Good, great. More of you. There's a whole lot of people on this call. So please tell me. Tell me what's holding you back. What's stopping you? Okay. So I'm just like you. I you know, when I said I was going to, no matter what, I had to get my house because I wanted to grow my family, and I had to do it now. When I said, I am, no matter what, I'm getting a house, I was $200,000 in debt. That was business debt, but it was $200,000. And a friend said, oh, come on, be realistic. It's going to take you at least 3 years to get rid of that debt, and then you'll have to still have to come up with a down payment. And we had taken a business, I had taken a business last year before. So I called a mortgage person, and I got pre-qualified for a $59,000 loan. $59,000. That was in July. In November, I had the debts paid off. So July to November. But I'm going to say I put on the gas, and it took all of 6 weeks. Once the money started coming, it took 6 weeks to pay off $200,000. And I had never earned more than $196,000 in any year ever, and I paid off $200,000 of debt in about 6 weeks. Okay? And then from November to January, I went from the $59,000 qualification to $1 million mortgage. I qualified for $1 million mortgage. And in March, it took a little bit of time, but I came up with 30% down, plus I paid off a big, big chunk of tax, plus, so I came up with $800,000 from July through March. I brought in $800,000. Know that the year before I'd taken a business loss, that means I earned zero. It looked like I earned zero because I had such so many expenses. And I had never earned more than $196,000 in any year. And I made a commitment, no matter what, that I was going to change, that this was going to be different, that this was the end of problems with not being able to have what I felt I deserved. And, you know, the tuition for a quantum acceleration retreat in my home with me, this very tiny, tiny, tiny little thing drop in the bucket compared to buying a multi-million-dollar house. So I just want you to stretch. Get out of your fear and get into your passion and allow yourself to do something unrecognizable to you, something that you know you deserve. And as you get that momentum going, keep it going and get the house and get the lover and get the children and get the whatever it is that you have been in this trap of not having the permission to or the right to or the ability to. Let's see. How many people in here have the right permission and ability to attend the Diamond Accelerator Retreat? Right? 30% have the right permission. 100% have permission and ability. 100% of you have the ability to be here. Now that's interesting. So that means that your system actually believes that you have the ability to show up in the training. So it would be the right, which a lot of you take away your right. When you say, I've got to punish myself or I've got to keep myself, hold myself back because I have debt or I have whatever, I haven't been responsible or I haven't been able to master something so far. So I just want you to look at for yourself that you do have the ability, you have 100% ability, and you have 100% permission. Okay, so those are there. That's a given. And 30% of you already have the right. 30% of you are already right there with even the right, that you've given yourself the right, that you've attended something before that's been magical. This is going to be beyond anything that you've ever imagined. Okay. I did that. I was doing clearings. And you know what I can promise you is if you're signing up and you're concerned, you want somebody to help you figure out, I'll give you extra clearings to do so that it's easier for you to bring in. I did everything, though. I worked really, really hard. I brought in a lot of money. I was on summits. I was doing VIP sessions. I was teaching classes. I was getting appearances. I went to the National Publicity Summit. So I was on a lot of radio. And we were selling programs. Everything I could think of. Any way I could think of bringing in money, I just got into passion and acceleration. And that's what I want to help you do. This is tiny. I brought in 800,000. I mean, even if you were coming from another country, which some of you might be, the retreat isn't going to be 10,000 for you, even if you came from another country and you paid everything full price and you stayed in a nice hotel, not the modest hotel my girlfriend is offering. It wouldn't be 10,000. And you have, you know, you have a couple months to get that started. We have a payment plan, and we have 20% off today through Sunday. So now would be a great time to take some action, maybe go on a payment plan with the 20% off, and you pay it over over the next period of time. I think we might have a 12-month. We did last year. It might be a 10-month this year. I don't know, but it's a long payment plan. So it's, you know, it's not a short payment plan. And like I said, there's three spots for Skype. If you just don't want to get in an airplane, you're afraid of getting in an airplane, that's just not going to be something that you want to do. But you know how to pump. Everybody knows how to pump, honey. AD. You know how to pump. Everybody pumps. Lynn, okay. Lynn is saying something about, let's see. I don't know where the beginning of that was, Lynn. I can't see where the beginning is. Oh, ha, San Rafael. Oh, Science of Mind. You're talking about somebody else. Okay. Tuition and travel currently due to health issues and cost. Okay. Thank you, Carol. And, you know, I can't impress upon you enough that if you are part of our community and you want to change the world and you want to bring light and brightness and quantum activations into the world, you want to change yourself from the inside out so that you lift the energy of the planet, you have to play big. You do. You have to play bigger. You can't just put a toe in the pond. You can put a toe in the pond, but that's the result you're going to get. Your toe is going to get wet. You want to jump all the way in. You want to dip in this beautiful, luscious pond of, you know, quantum transformation. Yeah. Well, I see a lot of comments. Not even my posts are showing here. I see Laura. Your post is up. I see you, Laura. Dale, I'd love to work with you on that. That's just... Okay, and we are coming to the end of our 75 minutes together. I want to thank you so much for joining me. And you'll have this chart, the replay, will put up for a while, for temporarily. You'll have the 20% off discount link. And I'm giving you all the 5-minute quantum momentum meditation, so you're getting that also for coming into this training. Thank you so much for being here. And just really, I encourage you to look deeper into your passion. Coming onto a free call is awesome. It's great. And clearing is fantastic. I love that you're clearing. But you have to get into passion. You have to get into your body. And you have to say, I'm going for it. No matter what, I'm going for it. And believe me, I was very sick for a very long time. And I have really done what no one medically thought I could do. I've done what nobody financially thought I could do. And I know that that's possible for you too. So search your heart. Pray about this. Take a couple days to pray about it if you need to. But I really, really want to see you here. I really do. I want to see people who are passionate and committed and on fire and ready to change their life. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. We're 72% clear on the chart. Chart's not going to work if you don't get into passion. All right. Love you. See you later. Bye-bye.